10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
You are listening to For the Girls with me, Trinity Adair, on 91.7 FM WYXR. Happy to be back in my favorite chair on this Monday, and I know y'all feel that breeze here in Tennessee. I know y'all feel the lift of the humidity. Oh my God, I'm so happy, so excited. Great things are on the way because it feels too good outside. So I made a great playlist for you guys today. Also, I've got a special guest joining me this afternoon. Mr. Corey Liu himself, the king, is coming to sit with me in my chair in just a few minutes, actually. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to chuck it up. We're going to kiki. We're going to have some fun stuff to talk about. He's got a show coming up at the Overton Park Shell in a couple of weeks. So we're definitely going to get into that. So stay tuned today, guys. You are listening to For the Girls with me, Trinity Adair, on 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.
Come on. moving out, Sunday morning. All the things I couldn't live without, I don't need them now. God, I used to love this hair. Now there's something in the air, something calling. Overnight, the clothes I always wore don't suit me anymore. It's something I don't understand. That lady, lady, she's the. It always had to be like this. So if that was our last kiss, now we know that. Now we know that dream ain't coming true. There's room for something new.
Just hope I get a redo when I see through my dreams. sparkly faith, but now we forced to quit. And I had joy, you was the source of it. But sometimes sources shift. But I still pray with faith in you, my baby boo.
Feel like we can't lose sight, clouds keep moving. Switching black and light, I'm trying to lose it up. It's a new divide, make something new of us. We gon' reignite, yeah, yeah, this for life.
Oh, Support for WYXR comes from Halloran Center Presents, featuring the Jenkins Family Reunion, a soulful murder mystery experience in partnership with Princeton James Productions. This interactive dinner theater experience includes a night of mystery, music, and more on Sunday, August 24th. More information and tickets at orpheum-memphis.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the Overton Park Shell, presenting Big Crit on Thursday, September 18th as part of the Shell Yeah! Benefit Concert Series. All proceeds directly support the mission of the Overton Park Shell to provide accessible music experiences in Memphis. More information and tickets can be found at overtonparkshell.org/shellyeah.
Support for WYXR comes from Goner Records, presenting Goner Fest 22, taking place September 25th through 28th at Wiseacre Brewery on Broad Avenue and the Overton Park Shell, featuring artists including Lightning Bolt, Witch, Silkworm, Snooper, Robin Hitchcock, and more. Tickets and more info at gonerfest.com.
Hey, this is Tangela, and you're listening to Fudda Girls with Trinity Adair right here on WYXR.
Hello, Memphis. You are listening to For the Girls with me, your host, Trinity Adair, on 91.7 FM, WYXR. And I am here with the amazing, the incomparable, Mr. Corey Liu is here in the studio. Of course. So good to see you. Thank you so much for stopping by, showing love, and just being here to support and just have a great conversation. If you don't know, which I would be shocked if you didn't, but Corey Liu is an amazing entertainer, performer, vocalist, creative director, teacher, mentor, all of the things here in Memphis. You've performed on so many amazing stages. Mm-hmm. You have a musical group called Corey Liu and the Village.
Love them.
Yes. And you guys are really just popping, doing your thing. Y'all have been busy all year. And so I just want to talk to you about that today.
Yeah.
So I guess we can just talk about the start of everything, getting your start. We had a little bit of a conversation earlier, just how you started off at Stax, because you're currently a Stax alumni and you're a teacher there as well, and just how that has just been the influence of your ministry, basically.
Yeah, I started off at Stax. Shout out to Stax Music Academy. They just put on a great show this past weekend at the Overton Park Shell for the 25th anniversary. Shout out to all my kids, all my babies down there, and all the instructors down there for doing that. But yeah, I started at Stax in 2006, a long time ago. I actually started off as a premier percussion on the drum line. And then I actually stopped going to Stax in like 2008 and then came back in 2011. And that's when I joined the Street Corner Harmonies and I started to sing. Went to Alcorn State. Well, I graduated high school in 2013. Went to college, Alcorn State, graduated from there and got a Bachelor of Arts in Music in 2019, came back here. And I was like, man, I really, really want to create my own band, really want to have my own, you know, my own thing. Because I already had something at college called Vibe. It was Voicing Your Black Expressions. It was a band there. But I really wanted to do something with my friends here in Memphis. And I also seen that, like, a lot of my friends were getting taken advantage of by just different companies as far as, like, you know, they're performing for these events or whatever. They may see $100, $150 or something like that. But in reality, the company is getting paid thousands of dollars, and the instrumentalists aren't seeing, or the musicians, vocalists aren't seeing any of that money. So I wanted to create opportunity for my friends and my family. And so with that, it helped me come up with the name The Village, you know, that went back to my mom. My mom taught me at an early age that it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I just seen so much at an early age of, like, my family just pouring into people. On Sundays, we'd all come together and eat under the carport or just have a good time. My granny always pouring into people. So I understood how much it meant to have a village. So I was like, man, Corey Liu and The Village. And then we started to run. We started to perform for Stax, started to perform for the Grizzlies, started to perform for the Shell on Wheels. Then we released original music and music videos. And Then everything just kept rolling, and now we're here in 2025 where we're working on our EP. We're about to release a new single next month in September. We have an Overton Park Shell show coming up October 17th. That I'm really excited about. I almost lost my mind this past weekend on the stage because it was like, oh my gosh. I'm ready for the show. But yeah, that's basically how we got here, kind of.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So much lore to that. Yes, you guys at Stax, y'all blew us out the water. Literally so much to our sound system.
Poor sound system. I'm sorry. It was the funk. It's the funk. It's something about the groove.
It was too much, it was so good, and it was such a great show to start off our fall season. The weather was great. It was such a nice vibe. Mm-hmm. The kids did amazing. I know y'all work extremely, extremely hard. So just talk to me a little bit about that, about what that means for you as a Stax alumni and now being able to pour into those kids that you get to work with every day that are extremely talented.
Yeah. I'll try to talk about this without like getting emotional and stuff, because like it does mean a lot. Just to work with those kids every day, because like you said, I am a Stax alum. I like remember vividly being a child and sitting in the choir suite and saying, hey, I want to be in a position where I can come back and give to the kids. I want to be in a position to where I can be, you know, unstaffed. And so I was afforded the opportunity. Stax has afforded me a lot of opportunities, just as far as Corey Luke being the vocalist, but just being able to come and be a staff member in different capacities. I've been a teacher assistant, an educator assistant. I've been a soul ambassador, and now I'm like the registrar recruiter. And then they put so much on me now that I'm grateful for. But, you know, just being able to work with those kids, seeing those kids grow, going from day one to now, like, shout out to some of my kids. Donovan, I love you, dude. You did an amazing job. Carter, you did an amazing job. All of the instrumentalists, man. Caleb, you was crazy on the keys. So like just being able to work with them, and there's actually one of my brothers right there coming up.
No way.
Brandon Wooten's brother. He actually is a photographer. He does work for me and stuff.
So, I did see him at the show.
It's so cool. Oh, wow. So cool to, you know, have him and to be working. That's what I mean by it takes the village, and you just never know who you're going to connect with, who you're going to meet, and all the different stuff, because, you know, it's all about family. So it's been a joy to meet and work with them.
I love that. Yeah. That is beautiful. That's amazing. And I think what I was saying earlier, just seeing how packed the lawn was this week, seeing all the kids' parents, seeing people that have been supporters of Stax for years, all just in that moment together, just celebrating you guys. You guys as the alumni coming out on the stage, dancing, all of the things, like that was Memphis right there. That was just a snapshot of a glimpse of what Memphis looks like. And so Corey, you're not just a vocalist and a performer, you're also a creative director. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing a lot of work with Mississippi's very own Kirby.
Yes, my girl.
Beautiful vocalist, beautiful singer, entertainer, songwriter, producer. Mm-hmm. Amazing work. She's doing a lot of content right now for her new album that's about to be released. Mm-hmm. And
Black Mirror.
You've been behind the scenes. You recently been in front of the camera doing a lot of great stuff with her. How did that come about? How did that happen?
Well, goes back to Stax again. I guess Stax is the best place in the world.
I think we need to get Stax in here.
Definitely, we gotta get Stax. We gotta get the team. If we get the team in here, that's gonna be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
Definitely gotta get them. But Kirby actually went to Stax as a kid. I did not know that she went to Stax around the same time that I did. And so Kirby is also on the board of governors now for Stax. And so she came back recently for a workshop that she hosted with this man named Omar Grant, who is the senior VP for Rock Nation, and he works with Rihanna and all those cool people. And so they did this workshop, and so I was walking down the hallway upstairs, and she was walking towards me, and I heard somebody say, you look familiar, or who are you? And I was like, I'm Corey. She's like, you're the funk man. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And she's like, have we crossed paths? Do we know each other? All that different stuff. And I was like, well, you came to the Black History Month show that we did in February, where we actually did it in March because it got canceled. But we did a Black History Month show at the Cannon Center, and so she seen that, she's like, yeah, all that good stuff. And so we ended up, I ended up basically running the day for her as far as just being there for her, making sure everything was happening, making sure we had a Be the Band competition where the kids came together, created different original songs, and then they actually performed the songs. They had Hit Kid, they had Kirby, and then they also had Omar Grant as the judges. So whoever won, they actually got their song recorded and they can do it live. And so in the midst of that, Kirby got my number. She was like, man, I seen you work. You've done great work. I see how you work with the kids, how punctual you are. I would love to just, you know, work with you in some type of way. I'm doing some videos and, you know, coming up and all that different stuff. So if you would like, you know, come tap in with me. And so I was already a fan of Kirby. Like,
of course.
I remember in college finding her music and was like, this girl can sing. Like, what? Because like my first song was Love By You, and then it was Vain. I was like, man, like, this girl. And I think I was going through a breakup at the time, maybe, I don't know, but man, them songs right there, them songs,
it'll get you through.
Yes,
for
and
sure.
So I was determined to meet her, not knowing, you know, in 2025 I would eventually meet her, like work with her. So it started off, we did the Miss Kirby Friday reenactment. She had me come and do that, and so that was really, really cool. And then from there we just kept rolling. I told her I had an idea for one of her rollouts. She was doing the song Thick and Country. I was like, man, I have this idea. I'm always coming up with different stuff. And she was like, all right, bet. Let's listen to it. Let's do it. I brought her to my home, like literally to my mom's house in Woodstock, Tennessee. Called all my folks, called the village, called everybody. Asked them to come meet me in the backyard. Asked some people to bring like some trucks, some grills and stuff. And we basically shot her Thick and Country video. Had everybody out there. She was happy. Then we kept rolling. Then we had another video, you know, and then we did the Miss Black America, and then we just did Reparations. She just released today for her album release. So it's been a joy. It's something I've always wanted to do, something I've always known that I could do. It's just, you know, you're just trying to be ready for whenever God gives you that moment for you to, you know, just have that, to have the opportunity to show the people. So even Stacks afforded me the opportunity during Black History Month of creative directing with that show and like helping stage manage and all that different stuff. So I'm blessed for the people that really believe in me and push me. And Kirby, I've learned so much from Kirby. Like, she's been such an inspiration. She works so hard. Like, she just sent me messages right before the radio interview of just some more stuff she wants to do. I need 20 young ladies for this upcoming video that we're about to do this week. We'll shoot from like 6 p.m. to 7:30 one day this week. So if y'all want to be interested, I mean, if you are interested, let me know. So we'll get you in there. But yeah,
it's been
a joy, man. Shout out to Kirby. Kirby for president. Go get her new singles.
I love that. Well, if there's anything that we can take from this, we know that you are just the man of taking opportunity, getting that opportunity, and just going for it, not wasting any time, not wasting, you know, your gifts and talents, and just really pressing into that. We're really proud of you
here in Memphis.
We see you. We support everything that you have going on. And there, I just wish so many great things for you, all the things you have happening personally, just as an individual, and just all the places that you'll go. We're rooting for you here in the 901. So remind us again when we'll be able to see you at the Shell coming up.
Yes, so October 17th, we'll actually be at the Shell with Savannah Brister. She is starting the show off. The show starts at 7:30. So we'll be performing right after her. So it's going to be a very special show. We have a lot of cool things. I got some surprises. I got a surprise guest, or let's say a surprise guest performing with me, with the Village. So you watch out for that. We got some new music that we're about to drop, actually. So September 19th, we're releasing our single, It Takes the Village. So be on the lookout for that. And then I haven't told people yet, but October 17th as well, we're going to release our full EP called It Takes the Village to Raise a Child. So kind of excited about that too, because we have a lot of cool things. That's going to be a 5-song EP. So yeah, just be on the lookout for all those cool things. But in between though, September 1st, 901 day, you can catch us downtown at the New Daisy Theater for all those festivities.
Ooh, 901 day. Mm-hmm. I need to rest up for that.
Definitely. We got a lot in September. 901 day. September 14th, BB King's 100-year celebration. Shout out to Chris Pat for putting us on that. That's my goddad. September 25th. We'll be at the Metal Museum for Wet Thursday. Shout out to Miss Nina Allen Johnson for having us there. And then also, like I said, October 17th, we'll be doing that. So, and then we got some out of town dates and stuff. But if y'all want to follow us, y'all come follow us too.
Out of town. Beautiful. And Corey, where can they find you guys? Where can they get this information at?
Yeah. So my website is www.coreylou.com. That's CoreyLou.com. And then on Instagram, you can find me _ Corey Lou. That's CoreyLou, or my band page at _ Da Village Music. It's not The Village. I'm country. We from Memphis. Village. It's duh. Period. I need to hear a good duh.
Emphasize that. Yes,
DaVillage.
Yeah.
And always remember, it takes the village to raise a child, man. So
awesome. Well, beautiful. Thank you so much, Corey, for joining us in the girls here at 91.7 FM.
I'm so proud of you. I wish you so much love, so much success. I pray that this radio station just keeps taking off and you just keep working and growing and doing what you do. Thank you for affording me this opportunity. I ain't gonna lie, I was a little slick nervous because I've never actually done a radio station interview. I've done work with some, you know, other like podcasts and stuff, but not ever done like a live radio station.
Well, I'm honored to be your first interview. It definitely won't be the last for sure at the rate you're going. But thank you so much, guys. Give some love to Corey Lou. He's got some things coming up. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You were listening to For the Girls with me, your host, Trinity Adair, on 91.7 FM, WYXR Memphis. We got some more music coming up, so stay tuned.
Time, the kid ain't mine. Online they call me dad, kiddingly. You're not supposed to take this dad thing literally. That's too famous. We don't even really do famous. I'm cool on that chunk to two fingers. Every day I'm getting sued famous. I show up to court without a suit famous. Yeah, every move is on the news, ain't it? It has its perks too, ain't it? Shooting videos in the Louvre, ain't it? It could be far worse for you, can't it? Pain comes with penthouse views, ain't it? Know me, I've been me since the cocaine. No B, she don't even need a whole
name.
Don't
need to ask, you heard about. Don't need to ask, you heard about. Already know you know about us. Don't need to ask, you heard about. Don't need to ask, you heard about. Watch your mouth when you around us. about. We good, keep us out your mouth. We don't know, now you know, people.
guys. Today was such a great day, and we are nearing the end of the show for the girls on today's station. But don't fret, because if you missed Corey while he was here, you can still go to our website at WYXR.org and catch that interview. I had so much fun with him, and I'm happy he was able to stop by the station today. We really appreciated that. And I hope you guys enjoyed the music this afternoon. I for sure did. It was just vibing out for the rest of the time here. So definitely go to our website for more information about, you know, archives and all that other great stuff. And then also, so y'all are aware, Wednesday, September 10th, our next Stereo Sessions is happening with the Hot Dogs. And it's going to be a fun little cocktail party as well. And who doesn't love a good cocktail and music talk? I know I do. And then September 13th through the 20th is our full pledge drive. I'm already here with my pledge partner in here with Stephanie. So it was so much fun last pledge tribe that we had. It was really a vibe for sure. Well, he can't help that. He had the zoomies, so we just had to let him do his thing with that. But yes, fall pledge drive is coming up soon, September 13th through the 20th. So be aware of that and get your pockets ready, because we're getting excited to raise some money for the greatest station in the nation. And then Thursday on October 2nd is WYXR's 5th birthday party. We're turning 5. We're going to kindergarten. Yes, yes, yes. So fun and great things coming up to be aware of. But we hope you guys enjoyed today. Be safe. Enjoy the breeze. Enjoy the coolness of this Monday afternoon. And I will see you guys next week. Stay tuned, because Just a Touch is coming up in just 2 minutes. Love you, Memphis.
This is I Make Mad Beats, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Hey, this is Trinity from Forte Girls, and you're listening to Just a Touch with Stephanie and Vivi on 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.